thank Vermin and Bob back there for all their wonderful food. All right, without further ado, Emperor Cameron, who is at my side, will be giving out his titles for the people that he'd like to advise him on the court. If your name is called, please hurry up. If you're not here, you're not here. If somebody would get me a beer.
One beer for a beer.
I've never done this without a microphone.
You don't need one.
Well, I'm trying to speak up.
You are.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
I don't want lights.
You could use the pen.
Give me a regular. Okay, here we go. Does anybody have any questions? How old am I? Somebody wants to know how old I am?
48.
19. It's the truth.
That case takes the beer away.
I knew that would start some commotion. Okay, titles for the 13th Superior Court of Los Angeles from Emperor Cameron. First of all, we'd like to announce from San Diego in Mexico, their Imperial Majesties, Emperor 11 Craig Morgan and Empress 11 Nicole Murray. From the Greater California Inland Empire, Emperor 10 Bobby, Empress 10 Angela. Representing the California Inland Empire, Empress Angela.
It says 10.
I made a mistake.
I'm sorry, she's Empress 12.
Thank you.
From South Bay, Emperor 10 Clifford, Empress 10 Sarah Lee.
You're Empress 10, aren't you?
Is it?
You're more than 10, though. You have 5, 8, 11.
From Santa Monica, Emperor 11 Miss Joe and Empress 11 Barbie Doll. From Orange County, Emperor 10 Jerry and Empress 10 Dee. Do we have anybody from Orange County that would like to accept? Okay, pass. From the San Fernando Valley, Empress 11 Jackie O and Emperor 11 Pop. Accepting Empress 11 Jackie O. From San Bernardino, Riverside County, Emperor 3 Tom and Empress 3 Charlene. Empress Angela from Greater California Inland Empire will accept. From Long Beach, Emperor 7 Billy Moore and Empress 7 Emperor 12 Billy Moore and Empress 12 Jessica Dragonette. Accepting Empress 11 Jamie Lee. Okay, we have completed the advisors to Emperor Cameron, and now for the ambassadors to the 13th Imperial Court of Los Angeles. And here we go. Mr. Dick Renshaw of the San Andreas Motorcycle Club. Walken Field from the San Fernando Valley. Next we have Abby from the San Fernando Valley. Steve Crawford from Long Beach. Accepting Empress 11, Jamie Lee.
Wait a minute. Next one.
Emperor 8, Ace from Long Beach. Accepting Empress 11, Jamie Lee. The Royal Entertainers to the 13th Imperial Court of Los Angeles are the Hollywood Hussies. Yeah!
Good.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Come to Miami. I'm going to leave for Miami, darling.
You're
come
just down. My writing.
Leather to Emperor Cameron, Mr. Lee Clayton from L&R Leathers, Long Beach. Marquis de Motorcycling, Mr. Tom McKessick.
You didn't.
Marquesa de Motorcycling, Anthony, also known as Dolores de Villa. It's de Villa. Is Dolores de Villa here?
No.
Where are you?
Grand Duke and Grand Duchess, Mr. Carrie Castle and the Spanish Rose, Adriana. Correction, the Spanish Rose of Portland, Adrian. Hey!
Hey!
White! Prince Royale and Princess Royale, Mr. Jose the Chili Bean Rodriguez, and the controversial Matilda Von Mayer.
Thank you.
That concludes the presentation of Emperor Cameron's advisors, representatives, and court. Wow. And then read. Okay. And now I'd like to introduce, if you'll all pay attention and be quiet.
Yes. Silencio.
the 13th Empress of Los Angeles, Hazel D. Royale. Yeah.
Slight bit out of order, and somebody was graciously enough to come down here this evening and take a few moments out of their busy schedule, and at this time I'd like to give a certificate with much love and appreciation to the Christopher Street West Association, the Imperial Keepers of Gay Pride. Now, this is something that I hope I don't get too emotional about, but it means something to me because we have something going on in our community called AIDS. And one of our brothers died a couple of weeks ago. And he happened to be an Australian. And so at this time, as a symbolic gesture, I would like Fernando to bring the candle up. We will extinguish one flame in his memory. We will relight the candle because this is the charge that we will relight our efforts to fight AIDS. Project. I'm going to send the can around, and this evening I'm going to be presented with a ticket for the reverse raffle that's going to be drawn at Circus Disco on Monday night. I personally have purchased one ticket valued at $100 in the name of the court. I hope in this can, before it gets back to me, there is $100 so we can buy another ticket. And if we should so, be lucky enough to win any monies, any prizes in this raffle that's going to be drawn down at Circus on Monday night, it will be known as the Gregory Coleman. It's going to be Jeffrey's Memorial. Okay, so the camera going around. And we're going to
okay, tonight the 13th Empress of Los Angeles, elected by the community of Los Angeles, honors those businesses, individuals, and organizations that have been supportive of the Imperial Court of Los Angeles and the efforts of the Empress to serve the Los Angeles gay, lesbian community by naming them to be the recipients of the 13th Imperial Charity Court's Imperial Right of Honor. Throughout the remainder of her reign, Empress Hazel shall make additional appointments to the Imperial Right of Honor. For those bars and businesses named to the Imperial Right of Honor, Empress Hazel will be by your place of business, frame, hammer, and nails in hand to conduct a framing party.
Just read them through the whole page, and then people on the wrong page can come up.
By appointment of Her Most Imperial Majesty, Empress Hazel D. Royale, the out of town and Southern California ambassadorial appointment. Empress Champagne Ambassador from the Rose Empire, Portland, Oregon. Empress One Nalani Ambassador from Hawaii. Emperor Tim Ambassador from Denver, Colorado. If you're here or you are a representative from the community I'm naming, please come up.
Give me champagne.
Yeah. Empress Connie, ambassador from San Francisco. Empress Milo, ambassador from San Diego. The imperial appointments of Her Imperial Majesties from the House of Score. Score, an imperial watering hole of the rat.
There he is, there he is. Come up here, Countess. Countess, make an entrance.
Robbie, imperial majesty, House of Ball. My bucket being passed around. The recipients of the Imperial Right of Honor from the House of Circus. Circus Disco, an Imperial Watering Hole of the Realm. Jean LaPietra and Eddie Lemos, Imperial Publicans to the House of D. Royale, and I will accept. The recipients of the Imperial Right of Honor from the House of the Four Star. The Four Star Saloon and Imperial Watering Hole of the Realm. Robbie, Keeper of the Tapes to the Empress, and Butch and Earl, Imperial Publicans to the House of D. Royale, accepting Empress Lorraine. Yeah. By appointment of Her Most Imperial Majesty, Empress Hazel D. Royale, the recipients of the Imperial Right of Honor from the House of the Plaza. The Plaza, Imperial Showplace of the Realm. Sammy, purveyor of the Imperial Spirits of the Realm. Felix, the Most Imperial Apprentice. Olga.
Spirits have to be imperial.
Felix, the Most Imperial Aztec Prince. Olga, the Imperial Aztec Princess. Jennifer, the Imperial Cuban Princess. And Ernie, Imperial Publican of the Imperial Show Palace of the Realm. Accepting Empress Tan of Los Angeles, Myra. The Imperial appointments to the Imperial Right of Honor from the House of the Stud.
The House of the Stud.
The Stud, an Imperial Watering Hole of the Realm. Tony Gill, purveyor of the Imperial Spirits to the House of D. Royale.
Well, I just want to tell you that things look very, very good and that I appreciate your support enormously. Just remember that even though I came in first, in L.A. that isn't good enough, you have to come in first twice. So vote June 7th if you live in Echo Park or Silver Lake or Hollywood, and maybe we can begin doing something about making schools a safe place for everyone to be.
The candidates for induction shall include past monarchs, queen mothers, king fathers, court members, persons in the community who have participated and supported the court and the community. Past monarchs, queen mothers, king fathers are candidates for inducting, must have been out of office for a period of 5 years and have been actively involved in the community since leaving office. Okay? These are notes. The initial year of the Hall of Fame, 5 persons will be inducted, thereafter 2. One past monarch, queen mother, or king father, and one court member or community person. The inductees to the Hall of Fame will be selected by the Hall of Fame recipients from this time onwards and the reigning monarchs of that year. The inductees will be announced 6 months into the reign, and on coronation night they will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. What we are going to work out, a slight detail that we sort of haven't quite got together, but I think this is the way it's going to work. A dear friend of ours came up with the idea that the inductees would select a photograph that they would wish to have for posterity put into a book. And that book would be kept at the archives, and also at the archives on the wall, we would do a plaque with a little nonsense up there, and that says, this year, the two recipients are. So that's what we're going to get together, and that gives us another 6 months to do that. And that's right. Now, the recipients are Emperor Cal Coben, founder of the Empire, founder of the prestigious Maggie Awards, and a history of working within this community. The person selected from the community is somebody that it took a heart attack for him to take a rest from working for this community. And it didn't take him too long to recover and get back up there. And that person is a very, very dear friend of mine, and I've been working with him on many projects within this community, and that is none other than Ernie Popkin. That I've just pulled this one right out of the hat is because this person is quite often an unsung hero within our community. You never see him, but he's always working. And this is what the Hall of Fame is all about, to recognize people who have done something.
That came out of the blue.
Okay, another wonderful person that, believe it or not, was there in the beginning and is still going, and you just have to dial a certain number, and it's a very easy number to remember, and that belongs to the first empress in all of Southern California, the first empress of all California to hold the title of empress twice, producer of the VIP ball, Miss Continental USA, the Universal Ball, and a continuous worker for the court system, Empress 1 and 9, Lorraine. The other one that we're going to do is another empress within this community for meritorial services to the community during her reign. And believe it or not, way back when the court system was something and we had a little respect within this community, which we're slowly working back this year, this empress raised something in the vicinity of, I believe right, of $10,000 for the Gay Community Service Center, and spearheaded in getting that together 9 years ago. Empress for Honey Carolina, or known as Michael Cole. Honey is at this stage Bible study, and she said, I'll try if I can get up there, not knowing what on earth was going to happen when she arrived, but I know when you are dedicated to the cause you believe in, That comes first, and then other things second. Thank you. Somebody that personally means something very much to me, and I feel that at this stage could be and will be a great assistance to Cameron and myself. As you may know or may not know, and we'll put the facts on the table, and that's how we started. Cameron is on what we call a leave of absence. The leave of absence was requested by myself because I felt that Cameron needed a chance to get his life together as I saw it. So when somebody believes in something, they make a statement and they stand behind it. I stood behind it because I believe that that's what Cameron needed. If he did and used it well, thank you. If he did not use that time wisely, I'm sorry, but you will catch up with all this nonsense, because if you are not in frame of mind to continue and to be part of this community, it makes it very difficult. And why I bring this up is because in this house, certain things came to my mind that there is no use being an individual fighting the world alone. And that, unfortunately, is what I've been doing for a lot of time. I believe a couple of years ago, I happened to be in the vicinity of this house, and I just thought, oh, I will pop in and see the residents of this wonderful place. And our dear host said to me, oh, I didn't get a chance to call you, who mentioned about the meeting tonight. And I said, what meeting? That night, out of this establishment was born a new organization and something very dear to me, Asian and Pacific Lesbian and Gay Peoples. And if you've ever been part of the household here and seen something born, you know what it means to you to come back here and get revitalized, go out there again and do what you believe in. So the fifth and final recipient of the Hall of Fame for services to this community and to what I believe in, a founder of the gay movement within the most parts of this United States of America, the one and only Maurice Keighton. Yay! So we have within our group, Ernie Poppin, Maurice Keighton, and Lorraine. Honey is working, and Cal is also tied up. So the three of them, would you like to come and give them yet another hand?
Wait a minute. Why are you trying to cut him down?
Yes.
Why? Because he has made his call through. Really. He has gone through all the functions. Yes, he does not have a job. But why are you saying that he means nothing to this community?
Because he felt like it.
I don't care. No, I don't care.
No.
Why?
An emperor, an empress, the dirt, you put it under the carpet. No, put it into public eyes.
But why? You do have to bring it out in your own community.
I say.
No, my club has our own politics thing that goes through.
Well, you're ruining it.
But we don't bring it out like you're doing it right now.
I say, if you'd like to sit down, I'll explain for your benefit and for anybody else's benefit.
No, not explain it right now.
That's
what
he's going to do.
Jose, please.
Jose, I have just put myself on the line. I believe.
Go on. Un momento. She's going to explain to you.
I love Cameron. I love Cameron.
1 minute. Un momento.
Would you like to sit down?
I'll leave. Fuck it. I'll leave. You know, you don't play games so rude.
We will continue. And to clarify anything for anybody's benefit, if they did not understand what I said, right here, a few minutes ago, that I am willing, as I said, to give up fighting the world alone. If that is not a recognition that I have an emperor and I am willing to work with, I'm sorry you missed the point.
Speak.